Hare Krishna. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. After describing very intimate dealings between Sisi Lila and Krishna, where they practically become one, as Prem Vilasvavarta, Ramananda Roy has explained that Mahaprabhu is speaking through him. Mahaprabhu had asked to describe the upai, or the process to attain this highest realization, and Ramananda Roy is now going to describe it. Text 201. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna are very confidential. They cannot be understood through the mellows of servitude, fraternity, or parental affection. Gudatara, very more confidential. Actually, only the gopis have the right to appreciate these transcendental pastimes, and only from them can these pastimes be expanded. Without the gopis, these pastimes between Radha and Krishna cannot be nourished. Saki Vina A Lila Pushtanahi Hai Saki Lila Vishtariya Saki Asfadaya. Only by their cooperation are such pastimes broadcast. It is their business to taste the mellows. Without the help of the gopis, this is the same point, given in a bit of a different way. Without the help of the gopis, one cannot enter into these pastimes. Only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, following in their footsteps, can engage in the service of Sisi, Radha, and Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then can one understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure for understanding. I'll just read the first paragraph of Srila Prabhupada's purport here. The means for returning home, for going back to Godhead, is devotional service. But everyone has a different taste in the Lord's service. One may be inclined to serve the Lord in servitude, dasyaras, fraternity, sakyaras, or parental love, vatsalyaras. But none of these can enable one to enter into the service of the Lord in conjugal love. To attain such service, one has to follow in the footsteps of the gopis in the ecstasy of Sakhi Bhava. Then only can one understand the transcendental mellow of conjugal love. And now we'll read the final two paragraphs of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Some materialistic sahajiyas who cannot actually understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna manufacture their own lifestyles without referring to authority. Such sahajiyas are called Sakhi Beki, and sometimes they are called Gaura Nagari. They believe that the material body, which is fit to be eaten by jackals and dogs, is enjoyable for Krishna. Consequently, they artificially decorate the material body to attract Krishna, thinking themselves sakis. But Krishna is never attracted by the artificial grooming of the material body. As far as Srimati Radharani and her gopis are concerned, their bodies, homes, dresses, ornaments, endeavors, and activities are all spiritual. All of these are meant to satisfy the spiritual senses of Krishna. Indeed, they are so pleasing and endearing to Krishna that he is subjugated by the influence of Srimati Radharani and her friends. They have nothing to do with anything mundane within the 14 planetary systems of the universe. Although Krishna is attractive to everyone, he is nonetheless attracted by the gopis and Srimati Radharani. One should not be misled by mental concoctions, supposing this material body to be perfect in dreaming oneself a sakhi. This is something like a hungropasana, that is, a Mayavadi's worship of his own body as the supreme. Srila Jiva Goswami has cautioned mundanas to abstain from such conceptions. He also warns that thinking oneself one of the associates of the Supreme without following in the footsteps of the gopis is as offensive as thinking oneself the Supreme. Such thinking is an aparat. One has to practice living in Vrindavan by hearing about the talks of the gopis with Krishna. However, one should not consider himself a gopi, for this is offensive. Sri Ramananda Roy continues, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are self-effulgent, suave prakasha. They are happiness personified, unlimited, and all-powerful. Even so, the spiritual humors of such pastimes are never complete without the gopis, the Lord's personal friends. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete without his spiritual potencies. Therefore, unless one takes shelter of the gopis, one cannot enter into the company of Radha and Krishna. Who can be interested in their spiritual pastimes without taking their shelter? Prabhupada's purport notes this is a verse from Govinda Lilamrita. Sakira swabhava eka akatyakantana Krishna saha nija lilaya nahi sakira mana. There is an inexplicable fact about the natural inclination of the gopis. The gopis never want to enjoy themselves with Krishna personally. Krishna saha radikara lila ye karaya nija sukha hoite tate koti sukha paya. The happiness of the gopis increases 10 million times when they serve to engage Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in their transcendental pastimes. Radha, Radhara Swarupa Krishna Prema Kaupalata Saki Gana Haya Tara Palava Pushpapata. By nature, Srimati Radharani is just like a creeper of love of Godhead, and the gopis are the twigs, flowers, and leaves of that creeper. Krishna Lilamrita Jadi Latake Sinchaya Nija Sukha Hoite Palavadhyera Koti Sukhaya. When the nectar of Krishna's pastimes is sprinkled on that creeper, the happiness derived by the twigs, flowers, and leaves is 10 million times greater than that derived by the creeper itself. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, Srimati Radharani is the creeper of love of Godhead, and the gopis are exactly like twigs, flowers, and leaves. When water is sprinkled on the creeper, the twigs, flowers, and leaves indirectly receive all the benefits of the creeper itself. But water sprinkled directly on the twigs, leaves, and flowers is not as effective as water sprinkled on the creeper's root. The gopis are not as pleased when they directly mix with Krishna as when they serve to unite Srimati Radharani with Krishna. Their transcendental pleasure lies in uniting them. That's the end of the quotation that Srila Prabhupada offers from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Next verse quoted or cited by Srila Ramananda Roy. All the gopis, the personal friends of Srimati Radharani, are equal to her. Krishna is pleasing to the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, just as the moon is pleasing to the lotus flower. His pleasure-giving potency is known as Aladini, of which the active principle is Srimati Radharani. She is compared to a creeper with the newly grown flowers and leaves. When the nectar of Krishna's pastimes is sprinkled on Srimati Radharani, all her friends, the gopis, immediately appreciate the pleasure 100 times more than if they were sprinkled themselves. Actually, this is not at all wonderful. That verse was from Govinda Lilamrita. Although the gopis, Srimati Radharani's friends, do not desire to enjoy themselves directly with Krishna, Srimati Radharani makes a great endeavor to induce Krishna to enjoy himself with the gopis. Presenting various pleas for the gopis, Srimati Radharani sometimes sends the gopis to Krishna just to enable them to associate with him directly. At such times, she enjoys a happiness 10 million times greater than that enjoyed through direct association. Next. Anyone Vishuddha Preme Kore Rasa Pushka tan sabara prema deki krishna hoya tushta. The transcendental mellow is nourished by that mutual behavior in transcendental love of Godhead. When Lord Krishna sees how the gopis have developed pure love for him, he becomes very satisfied. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srimati Radharani and the gopis are not interested in their personal happiness derived from association with Krishna. Rather, they become happy by seeing one another associate with Krishna. In this way, their dealings are further nourished by love of Godhead. And seeing this, Krishna is very pleased. Ramananda Roy continues. It is to be noted that the natural characteristic of the gopis is to love the Supreme Lord. Their, quote, lusty desire is not to be compared to material lust. Nonetheless, because their desire sometimes appears to resemble material lust, their transcendental love for Krishna is sometimes described as lust. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the material lust should never be attributed to Krishna, who is full of transcendental knowledge. Material lust cannot be engaged in the service of the Lord, for it is applicable to materialists, not to Krishna. Only prema, or love of Godhead, is applicable for the satisfaction of Krishna. Prema is full service rendered unto the Lord. The lusty affairs of the gopis actually constitutes the topmost love of Godhead, because the gopis never act for their own personal satisfaction. They are simply pleased by engaging other gopis in the service of the Lord. The gopis derive more transcendental pleasure from indirectly engaging other gopis in the service of Krishna than from engaging in his service themselves. That is the difference between material lust and love of Godhead. Lust applies to the material world, and love of Godhead applies only to Krishna. Ramananda Roy continues. He cites a verse from the Bhaktarasamrita Sindhu. Although the dealings of the gopis with Krishna are on the platform of pure love of Godhead, such dealings are sometimes considered to be lusty. But because they are completely spiritual, Uddhava and all the other dearmost devotees of the Lord desire to participate in them. Next, Srila Ramananda Roy, Srila Ramananda Roy, will continue explaining the difference between love and lust, spiritual love for Krishna, and material selfishness. Continue, and we shall continue quite soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.